Long, long ago, there was a monkey, a very happy monkey, who lived on a rose apple tree. Up on its branches, the monkey would munch on tasty, juicy, and pink rose apples. He was all by himself, jumping from branch to branch, munching and licking the juice of the tasty, juicy, and pink rose apples. One day, when the monkey was sitting on the top of the tree, he saw a crocodile swimming in the river, which was next to the rose apple tree. The monkey called out to the crocodile, "Hey there! Hey there! Hello!" Now the crocodile didn't know who's calling, so he turned his head this side and that side, this side and that side. "Who's it? Who's it? Who's calling me? Hello, look up, look up, here, here." And when the crocodile looked up, he saw the monkey. "Who are you?" "Hi," said the monkey, swinging down branch by branch and coming to the lower branch and saying, "Hello, crocodile. It's me. I'm the monkey who lives on this rose apple tree. And how are you today?" The crocodile was confused. "Do I want monkey as a friend?" "Why not?" So he said, "Hello, Mr. Monkey. How are you today?" "Thank you. I'm fine." And now the crocodile and the monkey began to chat. The monkey offered him some rose apples. The crocodile munched on the rose apples. And he said, "They are tasty, juicy, and pink." "Right you are," said the monkey. And now the crocodile every day would swim to the rose apple tree. He would wait below the rose apple tree, and the monkey would come down with a few rose apples. They would munch on the tasty, juicy, pink rose apples and chat away to glory. One day, the crocodile told the monkey, "Monkey, today can I borrow a few more? I would like to take them home to my wife." The monkey was surprised. "You have a wife? Why didn't you tell me before?" "Of course, take as many as you can." So the monkey collected many rose apples and gave them to the crocodile. The crocodile clutched the rose apples in his mouth and swam towards his home on the other side of the river. And who do you think was waiting there? Mrs. Crocodile. Mrs. Crocodile was fretting and fuming. "Why are you late today, Mr. Crocodile? Where have you been?"
"Oh, Mrs. Crocodile, I was with my friend, the monkey."
"Huh? You have a monkey for a friend?"
"Don't worry, I have a gift for you. Here."
Now, Mrs. Crocodile chewed on these rose apples. "Wow, they are tasty, juicy, and pink. Yum, yum." She forgot all about her husband being late and enjoyed the rose apples. Now, every day, the monkey would give the crocodile a few more rose apples to carry them home. And at home, Mrs. Crocodile would relish the tasty, juicy, and pink rose apples. One day, Mrs. Crocodile had a bad idea.
a very evil thought. Imagine if these rose apples are so tasty. The monkey who eats them every day will be tastier, and his heart would be tastiest. What if I eat the monkey's heart? So she went to her husband, Mr. Crocodile, and told him, "Mr. Crocodile, I want something. Will you give it to me?" "Of course, my dear. What do you want?" "I want to eat the monkey's heart." "Huh? Monkey's heart? Now where will I get a monkey's heart for you?" "You have that friend, you remember? Mr. Monkey. Can we have him and his heart?"
"What are you talking? Mrs. Crocodile, you want to eat my friend? Definitely not."
Now Mrs. Crocodile knew, this is how I'm going to convince my husband to do something for me. She started crying. "I want the monkey's heart. I want the monkey's heart. Please, please, pretty please." And she slashed and stashed her tail, splashing the water everywhere in the river. So now Mr. Crocodile was fed up. He said, "Wait, wait, wait. I'll get you the monkey's heart." And he started to think about an idea about how do I convince the monkey to come to my place. So he swam to the rose apple tree. Mr. Monkey, who was swinging up on the branches, saw his friend coming and was happy. He quickly swung down to the lower branches and said, "My dear friend, Mr. Crocodile, welcome. How nice to see you. Here, have some tasty, juicy and pink rose apples." And the crocodile, with all the thoughts of taking this monkey back home, started chewing on the rose apples and said, "You know, Mr. Monkey, I've never invited you home. Why don't you come with me?" "Oh, that would be so great. I'm excited. Let's go." "But wait," said the monkey. "I don't know how to swim in the river. How will I go?" "Don't you worry. Hop onto my back and you can sit on top of me and I will swim and take you home. Mrs. Crocodile will be happy to welcome you." "Oh, yes. I will be happy to see her too." And so the monkey collected many tasty, juicy and pink rose apples because he wanted to take some gifts for his friend's wife. And he hopped onto the crocodile's back and they started swimming. In the middle of the river, the crocodile decided to foolishly tell the monkey what was the plan. He turned around and said, "Mr. Monkey, I'm sorry to say, but today is a very happy day for my wife and me." "Yes, yes, I know. For me too. I'm going to meet your wife and we're going to have a great time." "Actually, we both are going to eat you."
"What? What are you talking about? You're going to eat me?"
"No, actually, we want to eat your heart." "Oh," the monkey quickly came up with an idea. He said, "You want to eat my heart. Now, why didn't you tell me that before? You want to eat my heart? Look, that's my heart on the top of the rose apple tree. I keep it safely there." The crocodile was foolish. He bought that. And he said, "Your heart is not inside your body?" "No," said the monkey. "It's hanging up on the tree." And so they both turned and looked up at the rose apple tree. And there the crocodile thought he was looking at monkey's heart. The monkey kept quiet till they turned back and started swimming towards the bank of the river where the rose apple tree stood. The monkey quickly jumped onto the bank the moment they were close to it and ran and climbed very quickly to the top branch. And once he was safe away from the crocodile, he looked down with anger and sadness. And he said, "You bad, bad friend. You bad Mr. Crocodile. Do you really think I keep my heart out of my body? Can anybody do that? No, you foolish crocodile. No. My heart is here, right within me. But I'm very sad. You tried to cheat your friend. I am very sad and angry. Sorry, I don't want to be your friend anymore." So now the crocodile realized what a big mistake he has done. He felt sad and he said, "Sorry, monkey, I shouldn't have listened to my wife. That's too late now." So now the crocodile and the monkey are no more friends. The crocodile swam back to his home, and now when he passes the rose apple tree, he looks up trying to see his friend, but Mr. Monkey doesn't want to be friends with Mr. Crocodile. Mr. Monkey decided it's better to be alone than to be with a bad friend. Now he's alone, but he's safe and happy. That's all.